Welcome to the Rich Thoughts Podcast, where our goal is to glorify God and terrify the devil. Get ready. It's going to be a great journey.
Good morning and welcome to Rich Thoughts for Breakfast.
I'm Harold Herring, and that's my fine wife, Beth. You know, yesterday we started talking about seven ways to be a generous giver. We made a statement that we want to repeat before we do a brief review. We said if we fail to give, then we're sowing to the flesh. But if we're faithful to give, then we're sowing to the Spirit. Here are seven facts about generous givers. Number one, generous givers are blessed in everything their hands find to do. Deuteronomy 15:10, New International Version. Give generously to them, and do so without a grudging heart. Then because of this, the Lord your God will bless you in all your work and everything you put your hand to. Wow. Give generously to them as a reference to the poor, as mentioned in Deuteronomy 15:11, Classic Amplified. For the poor will never cease out of the land. Therefore, I command you, you should open wide your hands to your brother, to your needy, and to the poor in your land.
Number two, recognize that our generosity comes from the Lord. God is a giver. In 1 Chronicles 29:14 in the Classic Amplified, it says, "But who am I and who are my people that we should be able to give as generously as this? Everything comes from you, and we have given you only what comes from your hand." Everything does come from God. And we only have what he gives us.
Number three, generous people repay their debts. It's morally and spiritually wrong to incur a debt with no intent to ever pay it off. Paying our debts makes us righteous. Being scripturally generous to the works of the kingdom of God makes us a generous person. Psalm 37:26, the Living Bible. Instead, the godly are able to be generous with their gifts and loans to others, and their children are a blessing. We think it's important that we fully understand Psalm 37:21 in the Classic Amplified. The wicked borrow and pay not again, for they may be unable. But the uncompromisingly righteous deal kindly and give, for they are able.
Number four. God makes house calls to the generous. Hallelujah. Psalm 112:5 in the Classic Amplified says, "Good will come to those who are generous and lend freely, who conduct their affairs with justice." There is none better than God. So when we live a generous lifestyle, we are positioning ourselves for a visit from our great God, Jehovah. Think that's impossible? Consider Psalm 22:3. Psalm 22:3 says, "But thou art holy, O thou that inhabitest the praises of Israel." We need to praise him for who he is, for what he's done, for what he's doing now, and what he's going to do, and for yourselves and those you love. He inhabits those praises. So we might say when we praise God, he just becomes a permanent house guest.
Now let's pick up where we left off on yesterday's call. Number five, people who are generous prosper. Proverbs 11:25 in the Classic Amplified Bible. A generous person will prosper. Whoever refreshes others will be refreshed. Now we want to be fair with you. So we're giving you an advance warning. When you read Proverbs 11:25 in the Message Bible, well, you're going to shout, "Hallelujah." Are you ready? Don't say we didn't warn you. Here it comes. 11:25, Message Bible. The one who blesses others is abundantly blessed. Those who help others are helped. Wow. When we bless others, we get blessed. Sounds like Ephesians 6:8 to us. I'm sure you heard me say before that Ephesians 6:8 is my favorite scripture, one that defines my life more than any other. The verse says, "Knowing that whatsoever good thing any man doeth, the same shall he receive of the Lord, whether he be bond or free. A person who looks for opportunities to bless others is not really interested in being blessed by the folks who benefited from his generosity, because they understand the act of generosity will be rewarded by God. Given the choice, being blessed by man or God, God wins every time. Why does God want each of us to prosper? 2 Corinthians 9:11, 9:11 Classic Amplified. You will be made rich in every way, so that you can be generous on every occasion. And through us, your generosity will result in thanksgiving to God. Once again, the scripture says, you'll be made rich in every way. The scripture doesn't say some ways, a few ways. No, it says every way. Why do you and I have money? Is it to buy stuff? Is it to keep up with the Joneses? Is it to help invest our retirement? Why does God give us the power to get wealth? When your attitude is toward the things of God, the other needs you have will be taken care of. We strongly encourage you to personalize 2 Corinthians 9:11. And it would sound something like this. Maya will be made rich in every way, so that she can be generous on every occasion. And through us, Maya's name, her generosity, will result in thanksgiving to God. Personalize that for you. Hallelujah. When you prosper, God gets glorified with praise and thanksgiving. Now, that works for me. But it gets even better. 2 Corinthians 9:6, 9:6 Classic Amplified. Generosity encouraged. Remember this. Whoever sows sparingly will also reap sparingly. And whoever sows generously will also reap generously.
Number 6, generosity must be taught. In 1 Timothy 6:18, 1 Timothy 6, verse 18 in the Classic Amplified, it says, charge them to do good, to be rich in good works, to be liberal and generous of heart, ready to share with others. Our generosity also has a long-term value greater than any 401k or plan or investment of any type. Listen to this. In 2 Corinthians 9:9, 2 Corinthians 9, verse 9, in the New Living Translation, as the scripture says, they share freely and give generously to the poor. Their good deeds will be remembered forever. If we want our deeds to be remembered in heaven, then we must be generous givers. And by the way, be happy in our generous giving. Because in 2 Corinthians 9, verse 7 in the Classic Amplified, this is what it says. Let each one give as he has made up his own mind and purpose in his heart, not reluctantly or sorrowfully or under compulsion. For God loves, he takes pleasure in, prizes above other things, and is unwilling to abandon or do without a cheerful, joyous, prompt to do it giver whose heart is in his giving. And the Message Bible of that translation, 2 Corinthians 9, verse 6 and 7, provides even greater insight. Remember, a stingy planter gets a stingy crop. A lavish planter gets a lavish crop. I want each of you to take plenty of time to think it over and make up your own mind what you will give. That will protect you against sob stories and arm twisting. God loves it when the giver delights in the giving. When we give what we have in order to put the needs of others ahead of our own, we will be blessed even more. In 2 Corinthians 8, verse 1 in the Message Bible, it says, now, friends, I want to report on the surprising and generous ways in which God is working in the churches in Macedonia Providence. Fierce troubles came down on the people of those churches, pushing them to the very limit. The trial exposed their true colors. They were incredibly happy, though desperately poor. The pressure triggered something totally unexpected, an outpouring of pure and generous gifts. I was there and saw it for myself. They gave offerings of whatever they could, far more than they could afford. pleading for the privilege of helping out the relief of poor Christians. When we give, even in troubled times, when we do the right thing and bless other people, we will get even a bonus. Interestingly enough, in Ruth chapter 2, verse 11, in the Message Bible, it says, Boaz answered her, I've heard all about you, heard about the way you treated your mother-in-law after the death of her husband, and how you left your father and mother in the land of your birth, and have come to live among a bunch of total strangers. God reward you well for what you've done, and with a generous bonus besides from God, to whom you come seeking protection under his wings. I like that. And as the scripture says, I want each of you to take plenty of time to think it, the things I've written over, and make up your own mind what to give.
Wow.
You certainly cannot outgive God.
No, you can't. That's a great point. Number 7, our generosity always provides immediate benefits with a guaranteed return. God is the ultimate giver. He'll be sure we receive in response to how we provide those good things to others. 1 Timothy 6:18, New Living Translation. Tell them to use their money to do good. They should be rich in good works and generous to those in need, always ready to share with others.
Hallelujah.
Our generosity always provides immediate benefits with a guaranteed return. Generosity not only gives us a guaranteed future, it provides immediate return on our investments. Ecclesiastes 11:1, Message Bible. Be generous. Invest in acts of charity. Charity yields high returns.
There it is in writing.
When we're generous, God will make available to us the only bank that will never be, well, it will never default or be taken over by the government. Luke 12:33, Message Bible. Be generous. Give to the poor. Get yourselves a bank that can't go bankrupt, a bank in heaven far from bank robbers, safe from embezzlers, a bank you can count on. It's obvious, isn't it? The place where you put your treasure is the place you'll most want to be and end up being. Couple final thoughts. First, we found that generous people tend to be energetic. They're fired up and enthusiastic about life. They don't give up easily. They're inspired, thinking of new ways to bless and create opportunities for themselves and others. Second, and this one's important, you don't have to be wealthy to be generous, but you must be generous if you want to become or remain wealthy.
That's a very good point and true. Guess what today is?
Sunday.
That's right.
And Sunday Night Live is tonight,
coming.
6 p.m. Eastern.
Mm.
Go to haroldherring.com, click the button that says, Join Harold and Bev. That's you and me.
That's right.
And you'll be blessed by tonight's teaching.
We sure hope you will.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And speaking of being blessed, if you've been blessed by our teaching or the ministry, go to haroldherring.com. At the top where it says sow a seed, just ask God what seed he'd have you put in the ground. Do what he says. That's all we ever ask. And until tonight at 6 p.m. and every day at 8:30 Eastern, God bless you. Happy trails.
And keep thinking rich thoughts.
We love you. We appreciate you. God bless you.
Amen.
Bye-bye.